Metro Bureau, the Field Club, Pittsburgh. Dennis Shute of West Newton, Massachusetts, has again won the championship of the Professional Golfers Association by defeating Harold McSpaten by one up in 37 holes, which tells the story in a nutshell for a golf fan. Further details will be found in your newspapers.
The Columbia Workshop, under the direction of Irving Reese. Workshop presents as its 41st program in a series devoted to experimental radio drama, Discovery, a play written especially for the microphone by Merrill Dennison, author of Columbia's America's Hour series, based on Henry Hudson's last tragic voyage to the inland sea which bears his name.
The Port of London, April 1610. Today, the Bark Discovery sets out on a voyage of exploration under Henry Hudson, mariner. From a forest of masts, gay pennants are fluttering in the breeze. The creak of tackle mingles with the cries of hawkers on the quay. The Bark Discovery is loading. By the open hatch stands Jewett, Hudson's old mate of the Half Moon, directing the placing of the stores. By the rail, Green, Hudson's right, secretary, is checking casks as they are rolled aboard. And on the raised deck aft is Master Hudson himself, with the merchants who have backed the expedition.
Master Hudson, are not those casks the last to come aboard?
The last, Sir Dudley.
And in good time. See there, the driftwood on the water hardly moves. The current sets upstream no longer.
No, masters, the tide is almost on the turn.
Six months from now, they will have learned to respect ship stores, eh, Master Hudson?
Aye, it is true.
There'll be few Spaniards cross your bows this voyage to offer loot.
All aboard, Master. All's been checked and found in order. When do we sail?
As soon as can be. And these gentlemen are returned to shore. Make ready to cast off. See that the small boats about the bow ready to tow us into the stream. Are all aboard?
Aye, Master, all.
Then warn the men to make their leave-taking short.
All hands below there. We set sail at once. Stand by for orders. Make your goodbye short.
Good gentlemen, will you join me in my cabin so that we may pledge the success of all our fortune?
With good heart, Master Hudson. Do you show the way?
This way, good gentlemen.
Thank you.
Mind the cast, Sir Dudley. And the tackle there.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Here's my cabin. Enter, good patron. Son.
Yes, Father.
Set glasses, please, upon the table.
And 'tis from this room, Master Hudson, that you hope to guide this ship to your success and ours. Art sorrowful at leaving?
Nay, Sir Dudley, my heart is storming to be gone.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, son. Sir Dudley, gentlemen.
Thank you. Skilled Master Hudson, we count on you to find a new sea route to China by the west and crown this venture with success.
You noble gentlemen have done your part. I know that with God's help, I can do mine.
We have done what our means allowed, provided a staunch ship.
A staunch ship and well named. To the Discovery, gentlemen.
Yes, to the Discovery.
With enough stores aboard her, I'll swear to last, even if we are gone beyond the winter.
What word is that, Master Hudson? Winter? But you'll find no winter where you're bound for.
Granting that he finds the Northwest Passage.
By my halidom, yes. And finds it where Cabot, Frobisher, the Frenchman, Cartier, and our own Davis failed.
My friends, their failures but point the way to my success, as do mine own three failures. Son.
Yes, Father?
Get me the chart. Aye, that is it. Now, bring it here.
Here, Father.
Come, gentlemen. Move closer to the table. Upon this chart is all that's known of this world we live upon.
And where is the spot where you will seek your passage, Master?
Where none have sought before. Here, between the great river of Canada and Greenland.
Show us, Master Hudson.
There. Through these seas by Greenland, on which my finger rests, beyond God favoring us, lie the South Seas and the open route to China.
Our hopes and all England's rest with you.
And I shall not betray them. When next this ship sails up to London town, you will bear news to set tongues wagging and to make your strong chest overflow. Come in.
Master, the tide's turned running free.
Good, Jewett. I'll be with you. Call the crew together so that we may offer a prayer for the success of this great venture.
Aye, aye, sir.
Come, gentlemen. Let us go up on the deck.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Charlie, there. Stand by below the poop. Pipe down, you men. Silence there.
Silence! Quiet!
Let us take our stand here behind the master.
Silence, everybody!
Almighty Father, into thy merciful hands we consign this ship, Discovery, and all the company who sail in her to know better the mysteries of thine uncharted seas. Suffer us to brave the furies of thy tempest and to be strong-hearted before the dangers of thy mighty deep. And we pray thee that we may return in safety and in honor to this place again. For the glory of God and of his servant on earth, King James the First, we ask it. Amen.
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 Gentlemen, tis always sad at parting, good friends. I am fortunate, perhaps. I have my son, and he sails with me. Mate, clear the ship and make ready to cast off.
All ashore now, Yarley, Yarley.
Disturb. And the captain forward.
Well, we must be gone. God speed thee, Master Hudson.
We shall await thy return and pray for it.
Good friends and patrons, goodbye. As I have need of faith and courage, do you have but faith? Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Sir Dudley.
All to the captain.
Goodbye.
And then take a shore.
Clear the rail, you
rubbish. Pass the word forward to the strongboat to ply their oars. Pull away, my hearty.
He moves.
She makes way.
The Discovery's away.
Oh, no. I can't let him go. I can't.
Too late now, my lass. He's gone.
See, my son. We're in midstream. The boat's cast off the tow, and we're away.
Yes, Father.
See above, our sails puff out their big white cheeks. And we're away. Away, my son. Away again to seek the Western Passage. Look well at London town, and feast your young eyes on those green English fields. See yonder, those good folk who wave to cheer us on our way. Look, there are cattle drinking by the stream. They too lift their heads and watch. There is a shepherd with his flock. Look, lad, he waves his crook at us. He's an omen, son. God shepherds us above.
The scene changes. It is now early in July. The Discovery has battled her way across the Atlantic and is locked among the ice floes in the passage now known as Hudson Strait. In his cabin, Hudson is studying his chart. Below, a sullen, mutinous crew. Outside, the grinding and the crunching of the ice.
Lie still, son, and sleep while thou canst. Tis but the grinding of the ice. Come in. Now, Mate Jewett, what says the lookout?
Not but ice, Master Hudson. Our world is full of ice, grinding us, crushing us. Islands of ice, miles of ice, mountains of ice. How long think you this craft can stand such pressure?
Okay, what's that you say? My mind was on the chart.
By God's troth, Master Hudson, 'twere better to give your mind to the plight your dreamings brought us to. And to remain forever crouched above your cursed chart.
No, you Jewett, that at this moment we are further west than ever man has sailed these seas before. Look here. this mark upon the chart.
Aye, and it will mark our graves as well, it seems. What be your present plans?
My present plans? What mean you, Jewett? Naught's come to change my plans.
Naught, you say? God help us. Is it on your mind to murder all of us? Your own son included?
What's that you say?
I say before heaven that you'll be naught but a murderer if you persist in this mad dream of sailing further west.
Silence!
The time's gone by for silence, Master Hudson. I'll hold my tongue no longer. But say what's on every man's lips aboard us.
Be still, I say. You presume on our old friendship. I am master here, and master I remain.
Master, you master here, God's mercy on us. No man but ice is master here.
Wilt hold thy tongue, or I'll have thee in irons.
Irons? We're all in worse than irons as 'tis. Look out that door.
Close that door.
Look, I say, I'll show you iron. White iron, higher than our mast.
With God's help, we have journeyed farther west than man has ever dared to go before. And with his help, we will continue on our quest.
Then 'tis with God's help alone you'll go. Your crew won't serve you, I can tell you that.
What's that you say? Do you counsel mutiny, mate Jewett?
I counsel nothing. I simply tell Dean Master Hudson that your crew is sickened of your dreaming and your accursed chart. But give the orders that we set our course still west, and you'll find need to carry them out at a pistol's point.
Very well. I give the orders. Our course is west and ever west. Mate Jewett, take my orders to the men.
Master Hudson, 'tis suicide.
God's mercy on me that my old mate and comrade of the Half Moon should be as white-livered as a London scum aboard here.
But don't you...
Jewett, take my orders to the men. Here, I'll open the door for thee and kick thee out if needs be.
Master, I tell thee...
Be still. Send men over the bows with ice hooks and man the capstan. Our course is west.
I'll go. What little good will do.
Be gone! Come, son. Hand me those pistols on the wall above your head.
Here, Father. Good.
So. And keep your courage, lad. Come. On your knees beside me here.
Yes, Father.
Almighty God, grant to thy servant strength in this hour of peril. And from thine infinite store of knowledge, show him a passage through the ice that grinds about this ship. In thy Son Jesus' name we ask it.
Stay back, I
say. Amen. Open the door, son, and stand well behind us. Now, open. Well, Jewett, have the men my orders?
This is as I told you. The men will go no further west.
Then bring the men to me.
They're here. Men, Master Hudson will see you in his quarters.
We'll go no further.
Out of this death trap.
Not an inch west.
Go there. Come here in the order that I say. Men of the Half Moon, do you come first? The others follow. Agent Prickett, you stand over here. Jewett, come inside and close the door.
There's no use in talking.
We go no farther west.
Be still! As I command. But first I'll give you the choice. Twixt being men or cowards.
We'll take no choice.
No more dreams.
Head back, you say. Turn tail and crawl back home to be the laughing stock of England.
Let them laugh. There'd find no laughter here.
For some there be far worse than laughter. Know ye what mutiny on the high seas means?
Aye, we do.
Stand back! High seas hold no refuge for you if aught befalls me. Stand back and listen till I've had my say.
Go on and have thy say.
And make it to the point.
You know what lies behind you. Disgrace, the jeers of England and the gallows. What lies before?
Land
lies off our quarter. We can see it from the masthead. The ice drift shows that west there lies a passage.
the passage Christendom's been seeking for 100 years. Beyond may lie the South Sea and all the wealth of China. Are we to turn back on the threshold of our goal?
How do you know that?
How know you this passage opens on the South Sea?
By the chart. Look you, if this be not the passage, then there is no way to China by the west. Come, make your choice for once and all. Turn we back or forward go? Decide now and let me hear no more repinings. Divide and let me know your mind. Those who would go on, step to my right. To my left. So, you would all desert me.
Aye, we would.
Stuart, open that door. Look out yonder, men. Hark ye to that ice. We cannot delay here longer. We must go somewhere out of this.
Hark, what's that? It's the lookout.
From the top, quick. Let me at the door.
Hello, Mother! What do you? Fear water to the west! A channel forms as far as we can see, and the wind freshening in the east.
But what says he?
He says clear water to the west, Master.
He says clear water to the west.
He says the wind's freshening in the east.
Thank Almighty God for his guidance at this moment. So, men, your choice is made for you. Sir, launch the small boat to tow us forward. Prepare the ice tackle. Here, the wind strengthens. Surely, boatswain, do your work. Set sail and let us be away.
Yeah, all hands on deck. All for the small boat. Two men aloft. Hand the mainmast.
Lay out that cable forward. Sit down. Sit down.
Let us take position on the deck. See yonder where the white gives way to blue. There's where we set our course to make our mark move ever westward on the chart.
In August 1610, Hudson Bay itself is sighted, but no western passage. And November sees the Discovery frozen in the waters of James Bay. There, the long, miserable winter drags out of its course. And by May, when the ice goes out, half the men are down with scurvy. Among them, all those men still loyal to Hudson. On June 16th, Hudson weighs anchor for the homeward voyage, all unconscious of a conspiracy against him. Near dawn, on the morning of June 21st, 1611. In the darkness of their quarters below deck, the deposed mate, Hewitt, and Green, Hudson's blackguardly secretary. Outside, the slush of water and the creak of timber.
I tell thee, Hewitt, I've had enough of it.
I am. By God, I'm with thee, lad.
I'm going to end it or mend it, or go through with it and die.
And I think ye I'll suffer at his hand without revenge.
And now's the time to act. 5 days on our voyage and stuck in the ice for half of it. A month of this with 9 sick men aboard us. Every scurvied rat among them loyal to Hudson.
Aye, loyal to the old man and stuffing their bellies with the food the rest of us will need ere this ship ever moor to an English dock.
Our scheme's a sound one.
It'll mean the gallows for us. Found out.
Maybe. But who's to find us out?
Master Prickett. He's the owner's agent.
Put the louse in the shallop with Hudson and the sick and there's an end of it.
Stop, Green. Listen. For better, Master Prickett were with us when we returned to England. His word that Hudson died in the winter were better than all ours put together.
Then we'll give him his choice. Either the open boat with Hudson and the sick, or he keeps his mouth shut when we return.
Aye, 'tis better so. Come, let's convince Agent Prickett which way his safety lies and all our plans are set. Careful, you lout. Walk gently, lest we awake some man friendly to that old devil Hudson.
There's naught to fear. All arms and powders in our hands. God's truth, it's dark in here.
Hold still. Here's Prickett's quarters. Prickett.
He's asleep. Wake up, Prickett.
Give him a shake. Wake up, Prickett.
Who calls me?
Softly, Mr. Prickett, softly. There's no need to wake the ship.
What do you two want?
Master Prickett, you're the agent for the owners, Sir Dudley Diggs and all.
Aye, but I don't know what good we'll ever do them.
That's the way to talk.
Pipe down, Green. Now listen, Prickett. With less than 6 weeks starvation food aboard,
half the crew down with a scurvy like yourself, and 5 months' sail from home. What chances do you think your noble merchants will ever have of seeing this ship of theirs again?
I fear but little.
Look here, Prickett. Old Hudson's that cause of all our troubles and should be made to suffer for it. 2 weeks ago, he was all for leaving behind those who wouldn't do his bidding. I was one of them. Now we're going to find out how he likes being left behind himself.
What do you mean, Green?
Just what I say. We're going to put Master Hudson in the sick aboard the Shallop and leave him adrift.
His murder and piracy.
What nay, Master Prickett? Our wish to save the greatest number. The sick are useless, and there's food aboard for but half. Not all.
You'll swing for this foul scheme.
Who'll tell? You wouldn't, Master Prickett. You'll tell your masters old Hudson and his men died of scurvy.
It's as foul a plan as ever two fiends concocted.
So then, we take it you'll go with Master Hudson in the shallop. Well, we'll see if we can't throw a few firearms in with you. Come on, Green, let's be gone.
Hold there, you two. Why cast adrift the master? He's not sick. And without his skill, how will we know to set her course?
I know the stars and can navigate a ship.
You fool. Think you old Hudson would stand by while 9 sick men are set adrift?
Well, then wait. 2 days. Things may turn by then.
No, our plans are set.
A day, then.
No.
12 hours, then. God's mercy, you'll not set men adrift in these waters in an open boat without more thought on it.
We've thought on it for months.
And now we're acting.
Come, Agent Prickett. Your choice. Will you tell your masters that Hudson died at sea? Or will you join him in the shallop with the others?
I am a sick man, Jewett.
Then you'll remain aboard with us, I take it, and hold your mouth shut when we reach home.
Come, your word. Are you for us or against us?
I'm for you.
It is settled, then. We must bestir ourselves. It's nigh on to dawn already. Push back the door there, Green. Post a man to watch Master Prickett till our job's finished. Come, comrade. Wake up, men. Wake up, you snoring louts. The time's come to act. Prickett's with us and all's clear. Wake up, bestir yourselves. Better wake.
What's the orders?
Have you all got their arms?
Aye. We've all got our arms.
And here's the plan. Green and 2 men will stand outside the old man's cabin door. When he comes out to sniff the weather, they'll fall on him and bind his arms.
What of the boy?
The boy goes with him. Keep still and learn your parts. 2 of you will lower the shallop. 1 will watch over Agent Prickett. The rest can get Hudson's scurvy pets on deck and see if they're ready when we cast off the boat.
I see.
Now pipe down. Green, pick 2 of your men and be gone. Dawn is showing.
Don't worry, Jewett.
We'll get him in the shallop.
Pipe down, you. Now what 2 will come with me?
I'll go.
Hold back. I don't want you all. I want the 2. All right, you 2 will do. Come on. I'll call Jewett when I've got him trussed.
Aye, we'll be ready.
On deck, men.
All right.
Out with the 6 there.
Yowling him, men. He's likely to come out to smell the breeze at any moment. Now you 2 stand back on either side of the door. Keep well back. Fall on him when he comes out. I'll tie his arms and shove a curfew down his mouth.
How about the boy?
Don't fret about the boy. We'll get him when we need to. I'll take your post. There on either side of the door. Listen. God's faith. He's been praying. The prayers were any use to him now.
Aye, Green.
He's coming out. Keep back, men. Now!
Who, you stone?
Tie his hands back, quick.
I got him.
Stop your wriggling. We got you.
Well, now there, Jewett. We've got our old bird trust, Jewett. Call the sick on deck.
Up from the hold come the sick and dying, and all are herded on the deck with Hudson. The shallop is lowered, and the ship loses way. One by one, the 9 are forced over the side, Hudson first, and then his boy. The Discovery's sails are set again to the wind. She gathers way. The tow rope of the shallop tightens. The small boat follows for a space, feebly climbing the waves. And then the rope is cut. Long northern day succeeds long northern day. On the gray expanse of waters, the little shallop rides forlorn. she holds the corpses of seven men and Hudson's little son. At the stern, upright sits the master, wasted with hunger, numbed with fatigue. His hand, the hand of a skeleton, is still on the helm. His cheeks are gray and hollow, but in his eyes blazes an unquenchable fire. The dead boy lies at his feet. The father sees nothing, hears nothing. His darkening mind gropes toward the past.
Good gentlemen, will you join me in my cabin that we pledge the success of all our fortune?
With good heart, Master Hudson, do you show the way?
Hark ye for that ice. We cannot delay here longer. We must go somewhere out of this. Now, good friends, the hour of our leave-taking is upon us.
Skilled Master Hudson, we count on you to find the new sea route to China by the west.
God's merciful aid be mine, and I shall do it.
White iron, higher than our mast.
If this be not the passage, then there is no way to China by the west.
With good heart, Master Hudson, do you show the way?
Success to all our fortune.
White iron, higher than our mast.
Son, we're in midstream, and the boat's cast off the tow, and we're away. See above, the sails puff out their big white cheeks, and we're away, away, my son, away again to seek the western passage. Look well at London town, and feast your eyes on those green English fields. See yonder, those good folk who wave to cheer us on our way. Look, there are cattle drinking by the stream. They too lift their heads to watch. And there is a shepherd with his flock. Look, lad, he waves his crook at us. 'Tis an omen, son.
Mutineers of the Discovery soon fought among themselves. Some were killed by Eskimos, and some died of hunger months later. Nothing is known of the fate of Hudson and his men. The Columbia Workshop has presented as its 41st program in a series devoted to experimental radio drama, Discovery, a play written especially for the microphones by Merrill Dennison. A special musical score was composed by Bernard Herrmann, who also directed the orchestra. We are always pleased to receive your suggestions, criticisms, and comments. They aid considerably in arranging future programs. The Columbia Workshop presentations are arranged and directed by Irving Reese. Tune in next week at this time for another workshop program. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.